Well, you know what time it is. You know what night it is. It's Tuesday. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Reverend Roxy Hampton, we're still waiting to connect with her. There's a little bit of a technical difficulty getting to the Big Island of Hawaii tonight, but we'll hopefully be joining Reverend Roxy soon. I praise the Creator for giving us the opportunity, and I thank all of you for listening. This is the weekly broadcast, 9 o'clock Pacific time and 12 midnight East Coast. We do the Insight Hour. There's been a number of things that have come up this week that I think that we should talk about. I'd like to talk a little bit about the United Nations study group that has banned yours truly's, or is actually in the process of attempting to ban yours truly's research and science with regard to the AIDS issue, HIV/AIDS, and the vaccination genocide that's ongoing internationally. I'd like to share a little bit about that tonight, you know, from my heart and my concerns about the regulation that's taking place, again, under the guise of public health and safety and even U.S. national security, when you consider the fact that HIV/AIDS is directed and the Centers for Disease Control, National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, all these health science organizations and agencies in the United States government, which has a tremendous impact internationally, that they're controlled by the Central Intelligence Agency. That's nothing I've made up. In fact, the Washington Post talked about it a couple years ago. So I'd like to go into that topic tonight along with my response. And if you haven't gotten a email, if you're not on our email list, you've got to go sign up on healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. That's www.healthyworldstore.com. And then you'll be able to receive our, pretty much a couple of times a month, we put out press releases and newsletter articles and features that deal with some of the critical issues affecting our health and safety. And so you're welcome to join us on that free newsletter network. So the issue has really coming home to roost now, this whole concept of vaccinations. Increasingly, we're being told, this week has been a week of vaccine issues. I did a couple interviews, and we're being increasingly told that we are loonies and out to lunch, and that we're, you know, religious fanatics. And the Centers for Disease Control has started a propaganda campaign to basically alienate those of us who believe that vaccines are toxic, that the mercury and heavy metal toxicity associated with it, and the skyrocketing rates of autistic spectrum disorders and various other illnesses, and the cancer pandemic, directly due to injecting monkey viruses that cause cancer, and the polio vaccines and the hepatitis B vaccine that triggered HIV/AIDS, that we who hold this scientific documentation and clarity are loony. That's what we're told, and that increasingly there's an effort to manipulate the mainstream media to get the general public to disassociate with us. So I want to talk a little bit about that tonight on the Insight Hour, and I want to also mention there's been a lot of wonderful things happening in terms of upcoming events that I want to let you know about, and there's also been a couple new websites that have joined the group of websites that we operate on behalf of humanity to not just wake people up to what's coming down, what stupid is doing, what the ignorant masses unfortunately have no clue about, and that places them at great and grave risk, because if the truth sets you free, then ignorance is enslaving. And certainly it's not just enslaving, it's deadly today when we consider the fact that two-thirds of the world's population are being targeted for elimination. That's the population reduction agenda. So the concept that we better clue into these types of things, and we better look at what are our alternatives today. What are the things that we can really seriously rely on? And clearly, if you've been listening to the Insight Hour and you've been cluing into Dr. Horowitz's works, you know that the number one thing you got to clue into in these beginning times, which the Bible prophesied are the end times, they're beginning times, wherever there's crisis, there's opportunity, and that the opportunity is for humanity to get it together and commune with divinity. So there's divine human communion for the masses available, and so I want to start the program like we usually do in giving it up to the Creator. And I want to say, Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings, and thank you so much for everything that you're constantly pouring out of the heavenly kingdom to bless humanity with your divinity, with your divine harmony, with your song, which is your voice, this concerto magical, miraculous music that you constantly uplift us with, and you uplift all of nature in this love frequency vibration that is the center of the color green. It's why everything is so green, why we live off of chlorophyll and the algae and the energy that the sun puts out and brings it to us and uplifts us in your spirit and service. And we praise you for the food and the water and the air and the shelter and in these trying times, Heavenly Creator, where there's economic instability and potentially worse, that we are protected, that the steps of the righteous are ordered, that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in our kingdom of heaven, that we choose to commune with your love and your grace and your mercy, and that that power uplifts us and sustains us and keeps us healthy and heals us, and that there's nothing better than that to protect us when we're in crisis, where there is opportunity that you provide constantly. Thank you so much for the synchronicities in our lives, for the people that come into our lives, for the resources that are unending and the prosperity that is eternal, that is your will for our way. And we praise you for bringing us all of these things to enable us to do service for you on your behalf of your greatness and your people. In Yasha's name, I praise you for all of that and more. Amen. So that's the way we typically start the Insight Hour. And I want to thank our sponsors, and I want to tell you a little bit about some of the websites that have been coming on, and I want to give you a little bit of a preview and coming attractions, what we've got going on in our schedule over the next couple months, because it looks like a very busy spring. As a matter of fact, I turned down an invitation to go to Hong Kong because I simply can't get away. And so the issues of today, there's bad news and there's good news. There's, in fact, great news. And in order for us to bring the great news, the modern gospel, to people, to create a movement and an opportunity for the singing of a new song in Revelation 14:1-6, this concert for the living waters, I want to give it up to the Creator for putting us on to the concert for the 144,000, which is on the internet right now. You can go see it, and there's been some upgrades to it, and then pretty soon, this coming week, we'll probably have a new addition to live h2o.org. That's when the fat lady sings on this planet. That's when the spiritual uplift, the great incredible blessing, where the divine human communion manifests in a major way, that the egoic fear-filled mind shuts down in the heart mind with the great intuition and the great divine spirituality opens up to bless humanity with divinity. And that concert for the living waters, Live H2O, is on the internet right now. You can go read all about it at www.liveh2o.org. Fabulous read. Very uplifting. In fact, I don't think there's a website on the internet right now. I don't believe that there's a solution for humanity right now any better than what is on www.liveh2o.org. So make it a point to critically review, evaluate, and integrate that incredible knowledge, totally uplifting gospel, modern gospel, the good news, where how we win in the end is clearly articulated therein. It's laid out, and it has a lot to do, everything to do with water. The sacred juice, the core creative juice of the universe. In fact, it's part of the triune God, water is, before there was the Word. In fact, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, read it clearly, you'll see there was the water. So, carries consciousness. It reflects human consciousness. There's three states. There's ice cold, fixed, immovable. There is liquid, where it flows easier because it's a little bit more intelligent. It has a little bit more heat and energy, spirituality. It has the capacity to move around obstacles more freely. The truth that it carries sets us free. And then finally, there's the hyper-dimensional, etheric, gaseous state of this divine juice, this creative juice called steam and gaseous water. And that has the capacity to commune with the great spirit, with the holy creator of this magnificent universe. And it is out of that energy and that vitality and liquid that we form everything, says the book of Genesis. And in fact, so does science in the field of physics and even astroscience, astrophysics, where we begin to understand water is everywhere throughout the universe. It's the creative juice. It responds to prayer. It delivers messages because it is part of the divine brain. It is the creative arm of the creator. So there's a concert happening in 2009, June 19th through the 21st. Mark it on your book. Mark it on your calendar, because you'll want to participate. If you're not going to be at one of the nine venues internationally, and this week we've really enrolled, we've done additional steps to have follow through with our brother in Africa, in Uganda, Peter Lumaya, who is engaged with and the director of the Wish Heart African Youth Movement in Africa. He's heading the opportunity in Uganda on the Nile River, at the mouth of the Nile, the origin of the Nile River, this great, great, beautiful river in Africa, is where we will hold one of the nine venues. And so this week we've been reaching out to African corporations and government agencies and individuals, business leaders, to help promote the African venue. Likewise, in the Big Island of Hawaii, where Reverend Roxy Hampton's broadcasting from, on Sunday nights you can catch her program, Mission Possible. At the same time, bbsradio.com is the network. You can hear this concept that Reverend Roxy will also articulate, that the Big Island of Hawaii will be a venue. We're also working on the Toronto, the Canadian side. From Toronto, we're organizing the Canadian side of Niagara Falls State Park to be a venue on the East Coast. And one appears to be potentially shaping up for the West Coast also in the Northwest U.S. I'll give you more details about that later. Anyway, you'll certainly want to be online. We've gotten Jonathan Goldman to contribute an online temple. We'll have that up on the website within the next week. That's one of our goals. The concept of baptizing the planet with the holy water, with in fact creating a homeopathic of love, with a 528 hertz frequency of love emanating throughout the waters of the planet, that is the concept. Very doable, especially now with the internet communications and the online temple, where we can host literally 144,000 human voices and direct that love, that frequency resonance of divine spirituality into the living waters on the planet. And you are, as a Holy Spirit-filled temple, full of water, full of salt water, in fact, mineralized water. About 85-86% of your body, if you're well hydrated, is God in that sense. Part of the triune God is water. That's what's in your body. That makes you just literally 86% divine. So the question is, or how are we going to take it to the rest to the max and live the life that Yeshua laid out for us as a model for uplifting humanity to join divinity and express that magnificent Holy Spirit power to heal. That's the essence of Christianity. As a Jew, as a Christian Jew myself, a Messianic Jew, I can tell you that there's no greater model than what the Messiah laid out for us, and he was 100%. So if we're 86%, we've got a little bit more to go. And that the Insight Hour and everything that we're doing, engaging each other as brothers and sisters in this holy spirit-filled divine family is reflecting our divinity off of each other. And to the extent that we have not made it yet 100%, leaves us an opportunity to correct our course, leaves us an opportunity to support each other as an extended family, as in a community. And that's what really life is about. That is the love and the family, the extended family, the community, the service of each other on behalf of divinity. I can't think of a better thing to do with my time, can you? So I want to also talk about some of the other websites that have joined us. We're in a challenging time now. It is a time that we predicted years ago. We said that there was going to be the economic crash. We were talking about gold when it was still down at $300 an ounce. We were talking about it going to go up to about 1,000, and people said, well, you know, you're a little off, I think. You know, unfortunately, prophets typically are years ahead of their time. And so that the prophecies that we laid out are now coming to roost, and especially the health prophecies, and looking at the current and coming plagues as we looked at it back in the mid-1990s. That's over 10 years ago. We looked back and we said, it's getting real bad. There's going to be a time when 2 out of 3 people are going to be really sick. Cancer is going to strike 1 out of 2 in their lives, and that's where we are right now. And so there's a lot of people that are calling this toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, looking for relief from cancer, looking for relief from autoimmune diseases, looking for relief from obesity and diabetes, looking for relief from hideous arthritic conditions and neuromuscular diseases, from infectious diseases that were not present years ago that have now begun to plague us, like this flu-like illness that won't quit, leaves people hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months, and having a low-grade sub-thermal temperature, typically 98.6. You take your body temperature right now if you're infected with this new mycoplasma agent that went out in the 1990s with Gulf War syndrome and the vaccinations and then spread as a respiratory pathogen, this mycoplasma, cross between a bacteria and a virus, respiratory illness that causes all the symptoms of HIV/AIDS. That's what, according to the patent by Dr. Lowe from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. Well, most of us got that, and many of us are suffering with that and the symptoms of that right now. Low body temperature, low thyroid function, chronic fatigue, as well as this flu-like illness that recurs. You get a little weaker, you get a little stressed out, and suddenly now, again, you've got a flu-like illness. Well, there's a lot of people that are calling the toll-free number I'm talking about for relief. And so online, the best resource that I can share with those folks that are calling, and yourselves as well, is go online to healthyworldstore.com. That's the online catalog. Healthy World Distributing or healthyworldstore.com. And check out all the wonderful things that we have. Some of those things are heavily regulated by stupid. That is, the Food and Drug, I hesitate to say administration, I'd say federal drug advocates, the FDA, does not want you to know about many of the things that we share on that website. One of those things is a product called C-Cure. We call it C-Cure. It's short for Concentrated Cancer Undermining and Restorative Emulsion. There's a new website up right now. You can go to www.c-cure.net, c-cure.net, and you can read up about what I highly recommend for anyone with any skin cancers. That's a very common thing today. I'm sure that you probably appreciate it. You know, probably know many middle-aged or elderly persons, people who have been out in a lot of sun, not taking good care of their immune systems, they're coming down with skin cancers, squamous cell carcinomas, basal cell carcinomas, a lot of different problems. I hate to say melanomas, but that's another deadly one. But the reality is there's a product called C-Cure, but you can't buy it. It's a gift. The only way to get the gift is to join as a member of the C-Cure Club. And so that is literally one of the things that we can recommend that you do. If you've got skin cancer or know somebody who does, there's a website that'll tell you all about it. Explains what cancer is, explains natural healing, explains how you can use natural healing to overcome cancer. It's a bloodroot. That's an amazing product. If you've ever heard about bloodroot, I'm sure that you've been impressed. If you have never heard about it, you better learn about it because, again, we're engaged in a pandemic cancer outbreak right now. Internationally, cancer is skyrocketing. Cancer rates are skyrocketing. What would you expect from having injected humanity's bloodstreams with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, SV40, that's the monkey virus that causes cancer, and the polio vaccines, the hepatitis B vaccines that delivered chimpanzee modified simian immunodeficiency viruses that cause AIDS and the leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, cancer complex. More and more people are developing cancers, and C-Cure is an experimental product that through membership in the C-Cure Club, you can obtain your bloodroot and herbal product that has shown tremendous benefits in not simply skin cancer, but in many people who have various other cancers. And so that's a product you want to be aware of. In fact, you probably should have a jar in your medicine cabinet. Even though it's not medicine, it's God's blessings of herbs and botanicals and a product called bloodroot that literally drops a basal cell carcinoma off of yours truly's back in 2.5 weeks. I was astonished. I had something growing on my back that started to bleed. It was there for about 1.5 years, then it started to bleed, and I knew I was looking at a basal cell carcinoma. I've diagnosed enough cancers in 16 years of clinical practice and surgical practice to know what I'm looking at. And that the reality was that thing wasn't going to go away. Well, 3 days after putting some bloodroot product on there, C-Cure product, I had this thing become rejected by my own immune system. The theory about it is, how does it work? How is it that you can have your immune system, your immune surveillance cells, not see a cancer operating in your body, and then suddenly you put a little glob of brown paste on it, and after 24, 48 hours, your white blood cell bodyguards suddenly wake up and mount an army of reaction and immune response against this thing and just purge it, just reject it, undermine it. That's why we call it cancer, undermining and restorative emulsion. Well, what happens is that there's a change in the chemistry and the electromechanics. There's a change in the pH and the oxygen levels around the cancer cells. Your body can't see it when there's not that change. We've talked on this program about the Healing Celebrations 5 steps, and in fact, you can get healingcelebrations.com, www.healingcelebrations.com, and review the 5 steps because they're critical today. You should become an expert in them. Why? Because you've got friends and family to help. You've got yourself to save. And you've got friends and family who are predisposed to getting all sorts of new infectious diseases and cancers from their ignorance of the 5 steps. So you want to be virtually somebody out there as a teacher to tell people that there is hope in the simple natural things that God blessed us with. And they are detoxification strategies, real easy fasts. The Bible talks about whenever you get sick, you're supposed to fast, give your body a rest, fill it with the Holy Spirit, and let the Holy Spirit do the work. It does the restoration. It does the healing. So that's step one, is detox, deacidification, changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline, and that's what C-Cure does. Right around that tumor, it changes the chemistry. That little blood group product, that salve, brown paste, put on that cancer for a couple days, suddenly it mounts a strong immune reaction because it's changed the chemistry, that is the pH and the oxygen levels around the cancer itself, so that the white blood cell bodyguards can suddenly attach to it, see it for what it is, the electromechanics of the immune response gets triggered, and those white blood cell bodyguards, the macrophages, start eating away at the cancer. And it undermines it, pulls it out by its roots. And like me, about 2.5 weeks later, basically everybody by 3 weeks who has skin cancer who uses C-Cure for 2 or 3 days, puts it on there, bandages it, keeps it clean, and suddenly, after about 2.5, 3 weeks, the thing falls off on the floor. You can't even believe it. You literally shake your head. You go, I can't believe this. My tumor just fell off. And you know, you got to give praise and glory to the great creator who's designed it and given us all the botanicals we need to create this kind of restoration and miraculous healing. This is a wonderful time in which we live. The truth shall set you free. The greatest, most secretive truths have the capacity to emancipate humanity completely. That's the truth we talk about in the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. We started with Walk on Water. That was my 15th book, Walk on Water. Then we went to try to simplify it, bring it down so that the mass of men who lead lives of quiet desperation can get it. Even for simpletons, people who really are clueless can do the exercises and read through Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and you can go online right now. Still, it's still up there. We haven't pulled it off yet. It's a complete free download of the entire book on the internet for free at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. Love the Real Da Vinci Code. The movie had nothing. The book, The Da Vinci Code, had nothing about a code in it. Excuse me, what's wrong with this picture? It's called The Da Vinci Code. There was no code in The Da Vinci Code. What does that tell you? Part of a scam, a distraction, a deception. There was and there is a real code, and we've got the real code. That Vitruvian drawing, you know, the most famous drawing in the world. That's that figure that Da Vinci drew, a person with four arms and four legs standing in a square and a circle. Well, guess what? You can go online to bbsradio.com, the archives, and I highly recommend you join for a couple dollars a month. You can get access to all the earlier programs, and you can get the fabulous review as well as on the internet at lovetherealdavincicode.com. You can get the shows that we did on this wonderful book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. So it's www.lovetherealdavincicode.com is a website that's going to open you up and give you the opportunity to read this book and do the exercises. Just about every chapter, we've got written exercises that you can now begin to do with Da Vinci and his mentors, Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius, we're doing with the understanding that there is a perfect circle of sound that creates the entire universe. Question, how was it Leonardo da Vinci was such a masterful artist, a most advanced scientist, an extraordinary mathematician, as well as a prophet who foresaw 500 years into the future the technologies that humanity would be using to improve the quality of their lives? He also was a military weapons developer for the Borgia family, the first crime family that instilled four popes in the Roman Catholic Church, the Jewish family instilling, imagine that, four popes. Interesting. This is who Leonardo da Vinci worked for. And he left us with a gift. he expressed in his art this Vitruvian man drawing, which is literally, as you'll learn in the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, a cryptograph. It's encrypted. It's a map that lays out the road to, the path to, the intelligence to, divine human communion for the masses. There's a woman behind the man. Of course there is. There's four arms and four legs. Have you ever seen a person with four arms and four legs? There's a head behind the man's head. It's a woman's head. The man's head, if you look at under a magnifying glass closely at that drawing, he's not happy. He's scowling at you. He's angry. That's supposed to be a man in balance with the universe. That's the universal man image. It's the icon for holistic healing and natural living. An angry, scowling person. Excuse me. Something's wrong with this picture. There's a woman in bliss with a big smile on her face behind this man. You've seen the image of the arts. Happy face, frowning face. That icon, that image, that's what is in Da Vinci's drawing. The square represents earthly limitation. It's a cell. The man is stuck in the box of earthly limitation. He's enslaved in this cell. The center of the square is his penis. Talk to most honest men, they'll tell you that that's probably the most accurate thing Dr. Horowitz has ever said, how much that organ controls so much of humanity's, the male aspect's consciousness and focused attention in the male life. Now you've got the woman who stepped out of the box of earthly limitation behind him. Her feet are squarely in the circle. Her hands pierce the square and touch the edge of the circle. How do we know it's a woman? Because the center of the circle is a female reproductive organ called the umbilicus. And what is that circle? Go to www.perfectcircleofsound.com. That's www.perfectcircleofsound.com. And you'll learn that that is why she's smiling. She's in communion with the Most High through the musical mathematical matrix that is akin to the kingdom of heaven. You know, Yeshua said, that's Jesus' real name, Yeshua said, that the kingdom of heaven is near. He did not mean temporally far off in time. The year 2012, when the Mayan calendar ends, is not when the kingdom of heaven is going to be suddenly manifest, when in fact it's slowly an evolving process where more of us who open up our intelligence and our heart minds versus our ego, fear-based consciousness, you know, our cognitive thought process, we open our hearts, we open our intuition, we open up our divine human communion, and we understand that the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. It's everywhere. It's a musical mathematical matrix that's laid out by nine notes, nine specific tones of the ancient monochord instrument that Leonardo da Vinci played and used and studied as he took classes from everyone from the masters in the Pythagorean Mystery School and the mentors therein from Plato and Vitruvius and Aristotle. They understood. And so get the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Start doing the exercises and the little things. It's not difficult. Believe me, it is not difficult to do these simple mathematical exercises. Begin to look at English language, which all languages are based on math. The Creator's creative language is math. Music is mathematics. It's all about math. Learn about it. Go online to Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, and order the book after you get done reading the free copy online. You might get tired. You want a hard copy. You want to lie in bed with it instead of in front of a computer screen. Get the book. It's $23.85. It's well worth it. Get Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. Get the also for $19.25 donation, you can get the Love Code DVD documentary, an edutaining overview of this whole subject. Very important. Very, very, very important, because what you're going to experience is as you begin to work with the Creator's language, that is the essence of the universe in the Creator frequency resonance of this music, this math, is you're going to realize that as your heart mind opens up and you begin to commune in this musical mathematical matrix, that is, you be blessed by the spirit of the Creator, what happens is your life becomes a synchronicity. Everything you do, every moment, you be realize you are living this full life, that there's no accidents, that every person, everything that happens to you that comes into your experience, it's all meant to bless you and not curse you. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in this kingdom of heaven. It's all laid out beautifully and perfectly. The question is, do you have enough faith and trust in the Creator, in the words that I'm sharing right now, in the truth that I'm sharing right now, in these revelations that I'm revealing right now? Do you have enough faith and trust in this love essence to allow it to be your existence? And the more you play with it, particularly with the numbers, and you get engaged with the exercises, I'll tell you, it's a delightful shift in your experience of life. Brings completely new meaning to life when you realize that you are fully blessed, fully divinely inspired, and that the Creator is always standing by right then and there to help you every step of the way. Because again, yea, though we walk through this lunacy, or it's called humanity, which is actually a dumbed-down state of a divinely inspired human being brought down by miscommunications and deceptions, that's not who we really are, that you want to have a full blessing and a full anointing, knowing that we're capable and worthy of performing magnificently instead of inhumanly. Man's inhumanity towards man, turn on the news and you can see it broadcast in living color. We're talking about the most amazing broad spectrum of colors available through the Creator's universe, communing with that and having that be our life, having that be our full blessing. And in that, there's a tremendous amount of not just love, but joy. I want to share with you also that we've got a new website up too called www.miracle6.com. Miracle6.com. If you go on to miracle6.com, as you should, read about this extraordinary life frequency generator that is relatively low cost. It is extremely powerful. And I can tell you, there's really three things that my family and I do routinely, you know, for health protection, for health restoration. What we do is, number one, we drink a lot of good water, pH adjusted to about 7.6 to 8. We drink that water whether we're in Idaho or Hawaii, and we adjust it using whatever means is available. In Hawaii, we use fresh squeezed lemons and limes because we've got a magnificent, by the grace of the Creator, estate there that has been blessed, given to us as a blessing to be a venue, a world stage for the science of creationism, to show people there dramatically what I'm talking about now during this program, how the Creator works through sound, color, light, frequencies, and particularly water to uplift and sustain and rejuvenate everything. So Hawaii property has a lot of citrus. We've got fresh squeezed lemons and limes, and when you squeeze that, which has a lot of calcium, into water, it produces calcium hydroxide, which is a buffer which alkalizes the water. And you fill your body with that holy water, and you're going to experience dramatic improvements in your health. The number one problem with people's health and all of these chronic diseases. I don't care about these recurring colds to cancers. The number one problem is that people have lost the divinity within them. They have lost the water. They're dehydrated. Again, in the beginning, there was the Creator, the water, even before the Word. And everything came out of the water. The Word into water created everything. Go back and read Genesis. And so you realize that that's the pH, parts hydrogen, power of hydrogen. Hydrogen, two parts and one part oxygen. You've got that tetrahedron molecule, the tetragrammaton structure. Sacred geometry of God is the water molecule. And so that's what we're looking at and why we say that the number one problem with humanity is that they've lost touch with the Creator even within them. They're dehydrated. So with the healing celebrations, I mentioned that earlier, the five steps, detox, detoxification has a lot to do with hydration, putting good water in your body. Deacidification, changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. I'm talking about now adding calcium to water to produce a buffer so you can alkalinize. Very powerful, simple things. And what we do as a family is we drink a lot of good pH-adjusted water. We teach our children to do that. A lot of people don't like it, but don't like water. They haven't developed a taste for it. A lot of people feel, you know, that they think that they're hungry when they're really thirsty. And they go for food, and they go for fast foods instead of just drinking some good water. So that's one of the things that we do. The second thing that we do is we have a meal once a day, typically a fruit smoothie made with Green Harvest. The most awesome organic, optimally organic food source that I can share with you is relatively inexpensive. It's about $35 if you get into the auto ship program. It even goes down from there. It's $34.95 on the healthyworldstore.com. It's called Green Harvest. Add a scoop and a half to a, let's say, 16, 18-ounce glass of fruit juices, organic, that you buy at your health food store. Ideally, you want to make it if you've got the orchard yourself. And that you combine that with some ice, maybe a banana, and you blend it up, and you've made a delicious meal replacement. If you want to lose weight, you'll lose about 10 pounds over about 2 weeks without doing anything else but having one meal, let's say your breakfast meal, and that's how I start. I typically don't eat breakfast. I have a fruit smoothie made with Green Harvest, and it is awesome. The days that I don't do it, because maybe I'm on the road, or I just miss it because sometimes my schedule doesn't allow me to even have the time to make a fruit smoothie. Well, guess what? I can feel it, and I miss it so much, I've got to have it the next day. It's like a positive addiction. Well, that's exactly what we should be doing, good things for ourselves, putting good, pure food into our bodies so that we get all the enzymes, all the minerals, and that's major ingredient. It's called amaranth in Green Harvest. Has all the amino acids and enzymes that you can live off of. The ancient Aztecs and Mayans lived off of water and the amaranth, which is an herb seed type of grain. That was their staple. And that is very important as a second thing that we have typically do. And the third thing that we do routinely, when anybody ever gets sick, when anybody feels something coming on, whenever anybody's got an ache or a pain, when anybody's got a fright of having cancer or something else, whatever it is, get the Miracle Six. That's what we do. We get out the full name is the FDA Ultra MK Miracle Six. Again, the website address is www.miraclesix.com. So spell it out. Miracle6.com will bring you to a website. And in this age of illness, this website starts off. It's better than a doctor, having a doctor in your house. Have a Rife machine. Have a top-of-the-line Rife machine at a reasonable cost. That's what the Miracle 6 is. And in this age of illness, with so many friends and family suffering and dying from cancers, autoimmune diseases, lethal infections, and more, I encourage every community to have at least one Miracle Six. As I said, my family and I use it routinely. Whenever our health is challenged, in any way, we invite neighbors to come over for therapeutic energy sessions. New mothers hold their infants to their chest as they hold the electrodes in their hands and deliver through this instrument and their bodies the healing vibrations their babies need to recover from whatever. This portable, programmable, simple-to-use professional machine gets more use in my house than anything in the entire HealthyWorldStore.com catalog, except, as I said, the micro water unit and the water, as well as Green Harvest, that we use daily. Now, the price of the Miracle 6 is modest for what you gain, especially compared with other professional models. I mean, you can spend up to $20,000 today for some top-of-the-line professional units, and it will not give you anything better in your hands, in a typical family's hands, than a Miracle 6 bioenergy, biofrequency, Rife energy machine. If you can't afford the price, save up until you can, or, better yet, invest with two or three other families and share this natural healing resource, this machine. It will free you from colds to cancers. It's like having a natural healing expert delivering health freedom in a box. So that's a website that we have that went up this week too. Miracle6.com, highly recommend it. You know, in the next couple minutes, we've only got a few minutes left. Let me do this. Let me share with you where we're going and what we're doing when we get there. Over the next couple months, we've got, number one, we've got on the Big Island of Hawaii, special Hawaiian spa retreat. Come join us at the Steam Vent property on the Big Island of Hawaii, March the 21st through March 26th. And if you want more information on that, call 888-508-4787. It should be a life-changing opportunity for you. We'll spend a lot of time together. You'll be with my wife, Jackie, and I will be your tour hosts around the island, and we'll also be working with you on the spa itself, the Creator's Rainbow Spa, we call it. We have Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas, the breath of the earth. You'll be drinking it and breathing it and bathing in it. It's magnificent. Opportunity for you for healing as well as stress elimination. You'll come away completely rejuvenated and thinking completely differently, I guarantee you, than the stress-filled mind that most of us have experienced that we need to, at this point, do away with, substituting this heart mind versus this head brain that's in stress-out overdrive. Toronto, Canada. Lots of folks listening from Canada and Toronto. You know, every year I've been invited to the Canadian Consumer Health of Canada. Their Total Health Expo 2008 is scheduled for Friday through Sunday, the 18th of April through the 20th of April. So join us there. It's going to be a wonderful time. I can give you Helen's number, 426-924-9800. You can get information, info, at consumerhealth.org. And it's always a wonderful program. They do the best. In fact, in North America, it's still the best holistic health conference that is annually done. And that don't miss it. They've got fabulous speakers, and I'm privileged and honored and humbled to be invited every year. This year, we're going to be focusing on the Love Code. Now, the Love Code is what I'm really engaged in. You know, the challenge of the vaccines, and I did ran out of time almost. I wanted to share this week the United Nations study group involved in the AIDS community. That's what they call the AIDS community, had determined that they should censor my work. They should censor the links on the Internet. They should censor my papers on the Internet. They should censor my scientific publications having to do with the HIV-AIDS thesis that I laid out in the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, and online. You can get a free read, a great review, a summary of this whole subject at www.originofaids.com. That's originofaids.com. The United Nations AIDS community leaders are currently debating completely shutting it off the Internet. Now imagine the power. The United Nations comes in and says, you can't have your website up. Now, that's a gross violation of freedom of expression. However, what's worse is that the genocide that's taking place under the guise of HIV/AIDS therapy, and again, national security over being run by Central Intelligence and NSA, they control the AIDS agencies. As of 2000, we learned that from the Washington Post. So the reality is that they have censored even the challenging news that we've laid out so that they can continue the slaughter of humanity under the guise of public health and vaccination preparedness and prevention. But I love to focus on the great news, and the great news is in love, the real Da Vinci Code. So Victoria, Vancouver, Kelowna, B.C., Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of May, expect to have an overview of the Love Code. And by the way, major, do not miss it. Anywhere you can in the United States, if you can get to Portland, Oregon on May the 24th, that's a Saturday, come in Friday night. We'll join you in the hotel. It's at the Red, let's see, where is it? It's at the, gee whiz, I don't have that right in front of me right now, but it's in a place called Quay, I understand. It's right outside of Vancouver, Washington. And the Red Lion Hotel in Quay, I believe it's called. And that's Saturday night and Saturday full day. It's less than $100. Includes extraordinary dinner banquet, and I'm going to be honoring Jeff Rentz, American Unsung Hero Award, on that night, Saturday night. Dinner banquet, luncheon, as well as an evening concert with Scott Huckabee, playing in 528 Hertz frequency of love, a concert, Live Love in 528. We'll be dancing and celebrating, and you'll have a full day program that will take you not only through the five steps of healing celebrations that I didn't have a chance to finish tonight, but also going into the Love Code and integrating this on a personal level so that you'll have a terrific time. That's Portland, Oregon, May the 24th. Go online to lovecodeseminar.com. That's www.lovecodeseminar.com, or call that toll-free number, 888-508-4787. There's also going to be a Red Deer, Alberta, Alvina Originals. I'm going to be speaking on this subject also on Saturday, May 10th, Sunday, May 11th at the Alvina Originals National Conference. And we're starting to think about coming to the East Coast. And so we've got the end of May, early June. There's a couple venues starting to shape up in Florida, Orlando area, as well as possibly Massachusetts and New York. So if you have a desire, if you have a group that would like to host Dr. Len Horowitz and the most uplifting intelligence and revelations in humanity's history, the great modern gospel, bring us in to do, collaborate with us to perform the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration, or at least one of the summary programs, an evening program that summarizes it called the Love Code Overview. Again, call toll-free 888-508-4787. Want to thank bbsradio.com for hosting the Inside Hour. We've come pretty much to the end of our hour. I know we started a couple minutes late tonight, but I definitely want you to stay tuned to Don Nikoloff, who is a great colleague, extremely intelligent professional, who is a host of a program upcoming on BBS Radio. Do not miss Don's program. He's on five nights of the week. That's a commitment, I'll tell you. I have a challenge just doing one. I want to thank you for joining us again next week, same time, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 midnight East Coast. We'll be on the Inside Hour. Hope we'll have Reverend Roxy Hampton back with us again. If not, join in Sunday night, Mission Possible, with Reverend Roxy Hampton. She's a great sister, a great wise woman who you'll learn a lot from. Love you very much. Thanks for joining us. Bye for now. Houston.